And coming for this corner on the near side is Chris Brunt. Unfamiliar, number three on his back today. And he's going to bend it in, left-footed from the near side. In it goes from Brunt, and it's headed in, no! Headed on by Fletcher, and he thinks he scored, and he has! The goal is given. Some dispute initially, but Darren Fletcher absolutely convinced he'd scored. And the goal to the line technology says yes. From Chris Brunt's corner, Fletcher running across the near post, flicking his header goalwards, and it did cross the line before it was cleared. The captains led from the front. Fletcher scores on Astell Day. It's Albion 1, Leicester 0 inside the Hawthorns. It's given away to Delatt, and then Vardy is knocked off his feet by the challenge from Brunt. That's going to be a free kick to Leicester as the free kick's taken. And Ujoa cushions the header into the path here of Nugent to make it 1-1. And that wasn't in the script. Leicester City are back on terms. Ujoa's header guided down into the path of David Nugent, who swept it past Boaz Myhill, and Leicester have equalised. Albion 1, Leicester 1. Brunt threaded down the far touchline for Morrison, who will do well to keep it in, and he has kept it in despite the Leicester fans' protests. In comes Brunt's cross, Idey with a header, not away, his Gardner is deflected and in! It's 2-1 to West Bromwich Albion. Craig Gardner celebrates. Kasper Schmeichel is convinced that Dawson in front of him must have been in an offside position, but the assistant referee didn't raise his flag, and Gardner takes the acclaim of the Hawthorns crowd. And after 26 minutes on Astell Day, the Baggies are back in front. It's West Bromwich Albion 2, Leicester City 1. Cambiasso try and bend this corner in. No, he takes it short to the edge of the area. Albrighton with the cross. Here's Nugent trying to turn on it just outside the six-yard box. Hooks back across the face. Vasilevsky's there. Huth's there, and it's in. Leicester have equalised. Dawson couldn't keep it out on the line. Robert Huth for Leicester with 10 minutes to go. The big German heads home from close range, and it's Albion 2, Leicester 2. Cleared away by Cambiasso. Vardy, always done McCauley here. Jamie Vardy on the left-hand side. Support alongside him from Nugent. It's still Vardy who drills in the winner for Leicester City in added time. Boos at the Hawthorns from the Albion fans, and suddenly they all turn for the exit. Jamie Vardy has fired Leicester City into the lead in added time. This wasn't meant to happen on Astell Day, and now you can hear the reaction from the Albion supporters to that. They were 2-1 up, but now in added time they find themselves 3-2 down. Albion 2, Leicester 3.
Tony, did you see that coming?
Well, I thought first half we played really well, and you know, it was a poor goal. The goals that we've conceded today have been very, very poor, Pat, and lower league goals, really. We did a little bit of that against QPR, and we've done it again today. You know, I thought that the team itself, first half, played well, and there was a point in the second half. The first goal was a poor goal, really, you know, a long ball forward. He's just knocked it. He's gone inside of Jolyon and smashed it in the back of the net. But there was a point in the second half where Saidu had the ball and had a shot where he could have played Gardner in when we were 2-1 up. And I think that would have killed the game. And he shot.
And then you had
Go on.
Yeah, sorry, Tony. You had four centre backs, and you couldn't get it cleared for Huth's equaliser.
Well, that wasn't. You know, Dawson has played well at right back. I think Dawson's a good right. People say he's a centre half. I think he's done really well at right back for us. That was poor. But the final goal, you know, Gareth McCauley's out there and he's trying to play like a right winger. He's let the ball run across him and you don't get that time and opportunity in the Premier League.
You did warn a few weeks ago when everybody was getting out the bunting and celebrating West Brom's survival. You're back in it now.
We've been in it all the time, Pat, and until you're safe. And we've got a tough run in. You know, a really, really tough run in. So, I didn't know you'd done an awake, and I don't think the players do really. But we need all now to stick together and get together and make sure we get a couple of results.
Sad way for the Jeff Astell day to conclude, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's a great occasion and a great charity for him and for all the players who are involved or who get involved in it. So I think we have to support that. As I've said before, I think this country is a great country and we don't give ourselves enough credit. And one of the great things about this country is the charity money that we raise for all different charities all over the world you know, it's a fabulous country for that, Pat. And we should tap ourselves on the back now and then and always criticise this country.
Mentally, Tony, you'll find out how strong this group of players are in the next couple of weeks, won't you?
Yeah. And, you know, the you know, that we've got to erase this run we're on, which is disappointing. But like I say, I personally think it's a case of, even today, it's not us being outplayed and them creating chance after chance after chance. It's us with our mistakes. You know, like I say, the first goal, the second goal to an extent, and the third goal is just, you know, comical, really.